Hello and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 13. In this episode, I'd like to share two opposing music definitions and also offer some musical examples to demonstrate them. The first definition is accelerando. Accelerando is spelled accelerando, one word, accelerando. accelerando. And that simply means that the tempo or the speed of a song should gradually get faster. Now in music scores, that is sometimes marked with a shorter term, accel dot, and that's short for the full term, accelerando. And again, it means for the tempo or the speed of the song to gradually get faster. Now in the English language, because this is in Italian, the original term accelerando is in Italian, our English word of that for that is accelerate, to accelerate, which means the same thing, to get faster. So when we see that in a music score, it tells us to have the music get gradually faster. And I'll demonstrate in a couple of minutes. Now on the other side of that, the opposite definition of that would be ritardando, which is spelled ritardando, 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 and that means obviously the opposite thing, for the tempo or the speed of a song to gradually get slower. Now in the music score, we're going to see a shorter version often, a shorter word. It's a shortened word, R-I-T-A-R-D, retard, or sometimes just RIT, R-I-T. Now, unfortunately, in the English language, this has some unpleasant connotations. So musicians are usually choosing a different term for this out of respect for people with certain mental disabilities. Because in the English language, when you call somebody a retard, that's disrespectful. And in our language, again, retarded, which is the translation of this word, has very negative connotations, and it's quite disrespectful. And so musicians are using actually a different music terms usually, which is rallentando. Rallentando is spelled R-A-L-L-E-N-T-A-N-D-O, rallentando, R-A-L-L-E-N, T as in Tom, A-N, D as in Drake, O. And that's the same definition for the music to get gradually slower, and a shortened version of that word in a music score might be R-A-L-L dot. Now let me demonstrate some of this stuff that I've been talking about. I have a nylon string guitar here. It's a classical guitar. This is an Epiphone Pro 1 classical guitar. And I don't have a good microphone. I'm not gonna edit the sound here. This is just a podcast. So I'm just gonna play this raw. And I won't stop for little mistakes here and there. But let me just demonstrate first the accelerando definition. I'll just take a descending scale, and let me just play that scale for you. It's a descending A minor sort of scale. I'll just play it straightforward with no tempo changes, something like this. Okay, so I'm adding a little bit of a sequence there. Instead of playing the scale through like this, I'm doing a little sequence there. Okay, and now adding a little bit of an accelerando there, accelerando, would sound something like this. One note higher, that note, here we go. Let me try that again. now, to do a different type of scale, I'm gonna do an ascending diminished type scale. And the best way I can explain that, this is gonna be just a stack of ascending minor thirds. And if you don't know what that means, just leave it alone. I won't take time to explain that right now, but it's really a stack of ascending minor thirds, and sounds something like this, without the rallentando in there, without the ritardando in there, just straightforward, something like this. And in the end, I'm just playing more of a melodic thing there, not so much a stack of minor thirds there. So again, straightforward, with no tempo changes. And maybe end on a high A, I mean A minor here. Maybe that. So let me try to add a rallentando or a ritardando in there, where I would start at a somewhat fast speed and then gradually slow down the speed, something like this. I'll try that again. And again. Now, if I wanted to combine these two tempo changes, an accelerando with a rallentando, I'll start the first scale using an accelerando and then use my ascending scale to demonstrate the rallentando. And I'll try to play this with as few mistakes as possible and without stopping in between. So we have something like this. Let me try that again. All right, so there you have it. Today's definitions were accelerando, which means to gradually increase the tempo, and rallentando or ritardando, which means to gradually decrease the speed or slow down the music. Well, thank you for listening to my podcast. If any of you want to get in touch with me, the easiest way to do that is to go to my website, which is florentintise.com. That's FLORENTINTISE.com. And there you can see different ways to get in contact with me. You can see my social media channels and even my email. And I'm quite active on Facebook and Twitter. And I have a YouTube channel and Instagram and all that stuff. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a nice day. And if you play a musical instrument, why don't you go ahead and try some of this stuff on your own instrument? Thank you for listening. Have a great day.